Smith Studios. This is WRXR-FM Rossville, Chattanooga. Rock 105. Always live on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey does not endorse and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy 2025. However, at this age, I would ask Sean not to jump around, even though this is our first show of the 2025 season, the first show of 2025, and you are driving home right now going, oh my gosh, is it that season already? The season of Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr on my radio station each and every Monday at 6. Well, yes, it most certainly is. It is time to get NASCAR back running. It is currently Speed Weeks. We had a, which has an S now. It's no longer Speed Week. It's Speed Weeks. Go figure. We had the race at Bowman Gray last night, a little exhibition race that everyone seems to be super excited about. So was it really a good race? Or are we all just happy that NASCAR's back on? Later on in the program, Sean and I are going to play, kind of like the old VH1 music show, Where Are They Now? We're going to play What Are They Driving Now? Because there has been a ton of shakeup in the NASCAR garage area we talked about last year, and now we're seeing it in fruition on the racetrack. So who's racing where? Plus, you know what? We'll just catch up. What in the heck has been going on for the last month and a half? What have we been doing while we've been dodging all this NASCAR news, getting ready for Christmas and all the fun stuff? So sit back, relax. Let's do this. It is the first episode of 2025 for Racing Talk Radio, brought to you by Optimize You here on Rock 105. I am Casey Orr, and alongside me, or sitting across from me, in the continually updated, beautiful Optimize You studio, it is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group. How are you, sir?
Hey, man. Good to be back. I'm doing well.
You know, there's a few more chords going throughout this thing. Starting to feel a little bit like I'm in the Matrix.
Hey, we've got wiring and cords going everywhere in this Optimize You studio. And, you know, that's a sign of progress.
Progress.
Yes. We've determined that we've been mistaken all these years that we just had faces for radio. We have recognized that we have faces for video as well.
Well, faces for podcasts, which if you watch any podcasts, isn't really a compliment at all. There's a bunch of good, you know, scary looking people on podcasts. But yes, in your quest to continue to do things first class, you have added cameras everywhere. You've now got the technology that pretty soon we can record. And when I talk, it goes to me. And when you talk, it goes to you. And then other times it kind of gives the old pan for the whole shot. And you can edit all this up. And
it's
people can sit at home and watch it if they get that incredibly bored.
Yeah. And another cool thing is our buddy Terry Baker has also discovered technology that's AI.
Uh-oh. I'm again it.
Yeah. So we are now creating an AI-generated Optimize You studio.
Hey, do you think there's a chance we could have an AI-generated host? And on those days, listen, I'm just saying,
with that technology, anything's possible.
Pretty soon, because today, what did it get, 72 in February? Go figure. But it won't be long now, Sean. We'll be, you know, we could be at the beach while the old AI host talks about Pocono or whatever race we're at.
Yeah. There was a guy telling me recently, he said, you know, with the way AI technology is now, he says, I'm already gotten my voice in the whatever AI system, and he said, I will just create a like a script or what I want to say, and I'll do whatever he does with the AI, and then it'll create a podcast that sounds like he is doing the podcast himself, but it's his voice with AI, and it has just read the script.
That's crazy.
That he's created.
So I could feed my, you know, feed my voice into the AI.
Yeah.
And then I could have like a podcast about something I know nothing about. It could be Case Yore's structural engineering podcast.
Yeah.
And I could just give it a prompt and it'll sound like I'm over here
like you're the man
talking about angles and load bearing walls and whatever else structural engineers talk about.
That's for sure. And so we're going to be able to do, we're not going to do any of that kind of craziness, but we are going to have the ability to be AI generated friendly studio and have other capabilities with video. And, you know, Reels is the thing these days. YouTube channels are the things these days. And man, we're going to get up to date.
Reels. That is one thing
you know,
I never
like you
thought.
See on Facebook and Instagram.
My wife will sit there looking at her phone and just die laughing and walk over and go, look at this dog or look at this lady. Yeah. It's literally you're watching content in short bursts, whether it's TikTok, which, you know, are they still allowed in this country? Depends on the day.
And think people
Facebook
are getting paid for that stuff.
Do you not remember about maybe 10 years ago when a new TV platform launched and the whole thing was like, instead of 30 minute episodes, because that's what we're used to, everything was going to be like 5 and 10 minutes. And they launched it, and all the stars were behind it, and it flopped tremendously. And yet now here we are. It may have been ahead of its time. I'll have to go back and find the name of that. But
I was trying to remember. I don't recall that.
You know what? It's just, and all this has just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Was this way back in November when we signed off?
And if you're not doing this stuff, it's like you are not. You know, you're behind times. You're not connected. You're not. Relating to your audience, and people are not going to know about you. So it's mind-boggling. I've been trying to learn about it. There's still so much else I got to learn.
Well,
so,
and you and technology are so
we're
so
miles
alive.
Apart.
You know, and this tying it back in NASCAR is you watch the race at Bowman Gray, and you know, big win for Chase Elliott, which, you know, yay, the most popular driver in NASCAR gets the win on a race that doesn't mean anything, and Ryan Blaney's behind him. And they're talking, you know, at post-race, Blaney's like, I wasn't going to wreck him and have everybody coming after me with pitchforks. But here they are, two very popular drivers, champions. And to me, they're the young guys, but now they're just the guys.
Yeah.
You know what? And the old guys are Joey Logano, who was the young guy back in the day when we were broadcasting. So I guess that makes us the old guys.
Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin, it's the two old guys.
So us talking about AI is, you know, akin to, I don't know, young drivers talking about the olden days. So there you have it.
You and I, this show is now celebrating 24 years. 24 years on the radio.
I'm not old enough to have done anything for 24 years.
And you and I, if I'm not mistaken, we are approaching our 20th anniversary together. And just so you know, I've never had a 20th anniversary with anybody.
Of anything.
Yeah, so that is a milestone for me.
You know what? You probably have a 20th anniversary with, like, the gym or something.
Well, yeah, I've been doing that for 36 years.
Your only true love.
Yeah, so.
You have a 20th anniversary with whey protein.
Yeah, I am that guy, you know, trying to stay healthy and fight aging. However, it is one of those situations to where 24 years of the history of the show, approaching 20 years you and I, and we're still talking NASCAR. We're still bringing NASCAR to the Chattanooga community, and we have often, or I have often, declared this show as Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. We're glad to be back. It's we're looking forward to another great season. But you just start thinking about the years that we've been doing this show, and you think about all the drivers that have come and gone and all the names, and every year we hear all these new names and we think, oh my gosh, how are we going to remember all this? There's so many changes, sponsors and numbers and all that kind of stuff. And then we learn it all. We learn it all well. And we, you know, get comfortable. And, you know, we've settled in. And NASCAR is, you know, king of the hill. And then the season's over. And then we have to start it all again. But, you know, that's just the way the sport goes.
Circle of life.
It is. It's just a constant circle. We're in that cycle. It's just the way it goes. And we are looking forward to an outstanding 2025 NASCAR season. We've got the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, and then NASCAR will be running at Daytona, and we'll have the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. You'll be able to see that on Fox Chattanooga. we're looking forward to that. But before we start diving into talking more NASCAR, you need to bring our listeners and our friends out there that have stuck with us all these years, you need to bring them up to date of what's been going on at the Orr House. What's been going on in the world of Casey Orr these off-season months?
Because no one needs an update from you because you're still on 12 podcasts as far as we know.
No, not 12.
You do college football podcasts. You do...
Well, those are radio shows.
Your Home Radio.
Yeah.
On
the Move Radio.
On the Move Radio.
Yeah.
You're not doing the health...
Your Home Radio.
Your Home Radio. You're not doing your... Your health podcast, though.
Vital Health Radio. That's,
which is funny because you're qualified for that.
No, Ed Jones, he's the king of health and wellness on Nutrition World.
But I figured
Vital Health Radio.
But people can, they can find Sean Whitfield. They can keep up to speed with you. Me, I disappear. Yeah. You know what? I'm like,
you're kind of off the radar.
I'm like a free agent that doesn't have a deal for the next year. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a car. I didn't win any races. I'm still looking for sponsorship. No, hey, you know what? I had a good break. Had a good Christmas. My daughter continues to grow up, no matter how bad I want her that to stop. So
she's how old now?
She is 10. Wow. She became a cheerleader over the holidays for her school. So she's on the cheer team, which means I've had to go to a lot of really poorly playing basketball games. Elementary basketball, if you haven't been there in a long time,
it's been a long time, not
always the most entertaining. So I've had to sit in some gyms and watch that.
So you went from being a Girl Scout dad to be a cheerleading dad.
Hashtag cheer dad. Yes, so I do that. And you know what? That's about it. This new year, I've kind of purposely stayed away from, it's actually been fun the last couple of days, kind of reading up on NASCAR and getting back into it, because I've purposely stayed away. You know, I don't do a lot of social media. I don't follow a lot of things anymore. It's like just, you know, football is kind of taken over, which I didn't pay as much attention to football this year because
my
Cowboys were so god-awful.
Huh.
Oklahoma State, not Dallas, don't care about them. So it's kind of chilling a little bit. And then all of a sudden, like we always say, the year turns over, the playoffs get here for football, and you're like, you know what? Starting to get that itch a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, being able to turn on TV and see all the pretty colors and lights. And Bowman Gray, which is a racetrack, it was really funny. It kind of looked like they could never – look like everybody going half speed because it was so small, but it was also very entertaining. You know, and the fact that you start seeing advertisements for Daytona. So speed weeks are here. There's an S in it now. And – yeah, I'm ready to go. So that's it. Not a lot.
It's about time to start swinging the golf club.
Done that a few times.
So you've done that in the off season.
Oh man, I got out when it was freezing cold and raining.
See, no,
and you know what? Had a blast as me and my buddy. And you know, you have enough beer.
I was gonna say that's only
you drink enough and you don't really get cold.
I was gonna say you were just after the beer with the buddies.
But then my wife was like, "Oh, so if you'll go outside and golf when it's that weather, then you better never tell me." I knew I'd get busted for something. So, but
I think it's when you come home and your speech is slurring a little bit.
That never helps. But it is my mother-in-law's birthday today.
Oh.
So happy birthday, KK. But that's why I didn't get to golf yesterday, is because we had our birthday party. So.
Oh. Lunch. Do anything special?
We went to Cheddar's.
Hmm.
When's the last time you went to old Cheddar's, Sean?
You know, I like Cheddar's.
You got to strap on the feed bag when you go there, buddy.
It's been about a year ago.
Yeah.
I think of Kyle Busch every time I go there.
So this is how it ties into NASCAR. I get the menu, and I have no idea what I want. I actually had
their broiled fish is really good.
I actually had a pretty healthy breakfast, and I was like, oh, I don't know, but I didn't want a salad, you know. But guess what? They have the old #8 special, the Chase Elliott special.
Wait, Chase Elliott?
I mean, I'm sorry,
Kyle Busch.
The Kyle Busch special,
huh?
And so,
what does that consist of? Chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers.
Yeah, I was gonna say
chicken fingers and French fries.
He promotes chicken fingers.
So I ate about as good as my 10-year-old. I had chicken fingers.
I was gonna say,
and French fries.
You're not looking like the complete bill of health there.
Oh no, I mean otherwise I've been doing good, but yeah, I just had to, because I knew this show was happening today. I had to have a little Kyle Busch chicken strips.
The next time you go there, order their broiled whitefish with some green beans, and they have good coleslaw. It's not got too much mayonnaise in it. It's, you know, pretty healthy. You can't go wrong with that combination. I hadn't had that in a while, but I'm thinking I might have to make a visit.
Well, I tell you what,
You know, I'll keep a Texas Roadhouse
kind of
guy.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm a total Texas Roadhouse kind of guy. I'll keep that in mind, but if I don't make it back to Cheddar's for another year, I'll be a happy man.
You're not going to be missing anything.
I didn't leave anything there, so I don't need to go back.
All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us. If you're new to the program, welcome. As I said earlier, we're in our 24th season of Talking NASCAR here on Rock 105. And we cannot do this show without all of you. And we appreciate you joining us, whether you're on your ride home or whatever you may be doing. We're going to be here all the way through the latter part of November. So every Monday at 6, you can count on us right here. And if you're just one of those casual NASCAR fans and you don't want to spend 3 hours or 2.5 hours or whatever it may be in front of the TV on a weekend, but you want to keep up with what's going on, you want to be able to have a good conversations with your buddies or your father-in-law or whoever it might be about what's going on, you want to keep up, then this is your place. We're your source.
We do eventually talk NASCAR. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. This is your source to where we're going to give you enough nuggets of information that you're going to really know what you're talking about. So just join us here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. And of course, you can find us online at your favorite podcast platform and ValvolineRacingRadio.com. We got a lot more to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize U, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U here on Rock 105. Happy Monday, everybody. The season of 2025 and NASCAR has kicked off. Speed Weeks is underway. Had the race, the clash, I guess, at Bowman Gray, the cookout clash from Bowman Gray Stadium. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Chase Elliott already with a win. Doesn't mean anything other than hopefully higher ratings for NASCAR, because that is going to play into it. A lot of ratings talk about all sorts of sports going on right now, and I'm sure now that NASCAR is underway, that'll also be under the microscope. And, of course, the Great American Race coming up in just a few weeks, Sean. So we know the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and all eyes are going to be on the TV come Sunday night as the Chiefs once again take on the Eagles once again.
No, pause there for just a second. Who are you picking?
I'm picking the Chiefs.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The Eagles play a really boring brand of football.
I'm pulling for the Eagles. For the Chiefs to come off their high horse.
I like Saquon Barkley, but I cannot cheer for any quarterback that played at OU. So I won't cheer for.
Plus, Philadelphia's got quite a few Bulldogs. Bulldogs.
They have a lot. There. Yeah, they're like an offshoot of Georgia.
Yeah, for sure.
So, which just shows you the talent level Georgia's had the last few years.
So you won't. Kansas City to get three in a row.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I like Mahomes. I know a lot of people are mad at him because he gets overcovered, and I get it. Like, anytime some dude's on TV all the time, you're like, enough. But also, kind of like, you know, the Jimmy Johnson talk. Sometimes you got to step back and realize what you're watching, and that's what we're watching. We're watching probably who's going to end up being the greatest quarterback of all time, certainly numbers-wise.
Even above Tom Brady.
So Patrick's got three Super Bowls. This will be his fifth in 6 years. If he wins it, he'll have four, which is only two short of Brady. And Patrick's early 30s. So we are really seeing maybe the best to ever do it. If not, he's certainly going to be up there, right?
Yeah.
In his prime. And sometimes you got to sit back and just go, wow. Because his team is not as good as Philadelphia as far as the parts and pieces. I mean, Philadelphia's basically got an all-star team out there, but he finds a way, and that's a lot of fun to watch. So yeah, I'm gonna cheer for him, plus my buddy BJ that lives two doors down. You've met him. He is a massive Kansas City Chiefs fan. Our old buddy Dave Keelan from when we were on
News
TV
Channel 9.
News Channel 9,
yeah,
when we were doing, he's a massive Chiefs fan.
Oh really?
So you know what, I got friends that are Chiefs fans. We'll cheer for them. I'm not gonna be heartbroken either way.
I gotta go Eagles. My wife is one of the biggest
Eagles. She a Philadelphia
Oh
Eagle?
Yeah,
so that's what's wrong with
she
her.
Grew up there.
Okay, well that's yeah, okay, we can live with that.
She lived there till she was 12. She declares that's where she's from, but she is a huge Eagles fan. Nearly every Sunday the Eagles are playing, she's got on an Eagles jersey or an Eagles sweatshirt or a hoodie. And during baseball season, she's a huge Phillies fan.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm down with
so,
the Phillies.
So, she's a big Eagles fan. I'm pulling for the Eagles, because I got to support her. And then, too, I would love to see the Eagles win.
Fly, Eagles fly. Now, yeah. They won a couple years ago. They don't need to win again.
Yeah, I'd love to see them win.
But Jalen Hurts, who played at Alabama and OU, can you think of two worse places to play?
Yeah.
It's hard to cheer for that guy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But Patrick Mahomes, Big 12 guy, Texas Tech, slinging it.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's the thing. I don't really have a dog in the hunt, but I'm excited. I think it will be a good game. It's just all this media attention, and I am curious. You know, God.
Well, and then you add Taylor Swift into the mix.
Taseway is going to be there, which is cool.
I think she's got a suite there now.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean,
yeah, Skybox Suite.
When your last tour made $1 billion, I think you can, you know, indulge every now and again.
Yeah, she needs that is to spend some pocket change she has.
Yeah, it's some sort of write off. So anyway, that's coming up. But I am interested. I was talking about, you know, it's going to be all about.
Yeah, I didn't mean to railroad you. Where you were going a while ago.
It's going to be all about the Super Bowl. Everybody's going to talk about the ratings and how much commercials cost. But
$8 million, by the way.
Once again, we continue to be in this more segmented world of media. What are the ratings going to be? Because you know what? The NBA, Sean, the talk's been about ratings nonstop. The ratings have been down the last couple of years. You know, LeBron's aging. People aren't watching it as much. The regular season, people aren't tuning in. You got players sitting out and not playing. All these media deals come up. We know NASCAR, but in negotiating deals, you know, I guess I'm just interested to see ratings-wise how this is going to play out.
I think it's probably going to play out well. I mean, we had a really good few weeks of playoffs. It's been a very good, competitive NFL football season. The NFL seems to be as strong as ever. I see no reason why that ratings should be down. It's going to be in New Orleans. NFL on Fox, which is good for NASCAR because they're going to be running numerous NASCAR promos encouraging viewers.
That's true. To like, hey, stick around.
Tune in next Sunday. Catch the Daytona 500 on Fox. So I think life's good.
Listen, I work with a guy named Tyler Bloom who I come in the other day. He said, hey, Daytona's coming up. I said, well, matter of fact, it is, which is no one talks NASCAR where I work. And he was locked in, even said he'd come sit in and talk Daytona with us if you want. But I do think the advertising's out there and reminding people, hey, Daytona's coming.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. One thing, is, we'll talk another minute about football and we'll move on to, back to NASCAR. I was disappointed how the national playoffs ended up, or national championship in college football. TV ratings were down like 12 or 13% because you had, you know, Notre Dame and Ohio State. Who wants to see those two teams?
The two biggest brands, of the biggest brands in college football.
Yeah, but it's not SEC.
But no one in the South's watching it.
Yeah, I tuned in for the fourth quarter. I didn't even bother to watch any of that other stuff.
I rarely watch it unless Oklahoma State's in it anyway. But, hey, SEC kind of got put on notice. Yeah. The Big Ten is now that the arms race is all out in the open, you know, I mean, there's always been some money in college football, but it just seemed to be, that's a little under the table.
Yeah.
And the SEC was kind of the worst-kept secret in the world. They were probably the worst at paying players, or the best, depending on your view of it. Mm-hmm. But now that it's all out in the open, everyone's realizing some of these big old northern schools, they got a lot of money too.
Well, and as I've said on this show for 24 years, NASCAR is a business first, a sports second. Used to, college athletics was the only sport that didn't apply to. Now it even applies to college athletics.
Can you imagine?
So every sport now on the planet is all about business first and a sport second.
I need to do a little more research, but Chase Elliott, I bet his salary. All right. Now, granted, he makes a ton off the field and with winning and all that, but I bet his salary isn't quite as much as some college kids playing quarterback at big universities right now. That's where we're at in the world.
Yeah.
It is certainly a changing landscape. So, and you know, sponsorship, Sean, is basically what NIL is. It's kind of sponsorship.
Yeah.
And you know, is that going to pull more dollars away? I don't know. It is an interesting sports landscape that we live in. And I for one, am excited about the NASCAR season. I feel like the racing keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's more competitive than ever. I truly have no idea who is going to be the champion this year. Is there a favorite? Martin Truex Jr. is retired. Like, we lost kind of one of the guys that's always in the mix. Is it Denny Hamlin's year finally?
There's
so much coming up.
We've got a lot of young talent, which we seem to keep having over the last few years. And the business side of the sport seems to be healthy. I don't know that we can ever get...
still got this lawsuit?
Well, there's still that lawsuit going. But, I mean, this is the first year of a big TV contract for 7 years, which the money got even bigger starting this year. The TV networks are not going to write the big checks for any sport unless it's bringing eyeballs. The only thing that has continued to concern me about NASCAR is we got so used to back 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, especially, where a team had one sponsor. They had two primary sponsors at the most. And then everybody else was a small little contingency sponsors, or maybe a minor associate sponsor that got the rear quarter panel. Now, and we're going to go over the roster today, assuming we have time to fit it in this hour, of what the team charts look like for 2025. But you look at the primary sponsors, and you're just about going to have to go five or six fingers and go with two hands to come up with a list.
And Denny Hamlin.
Because teams are having to get so many. Denny Hamlin, you know, he no longer has FedEx.
Denny Hamlin not in the FedEx car is akin to, Jimmy Johnson no longer in the Lowe's mobile. I mean, that really is. It's shocking. You're used to seeing it every now and again for a one-off, but for the season to start and you know that the FedEx isn't coming back, mm-hmm. that is something, you know, that takes a little while to get
so
used to.
These teams are having to work a lot harder at getting sponsors. I haven't heard of a team yet that is, for the most part, not able to come back due to a lack of sponsorships. But I think teams are having to be more creative. I think they're having to get their drivers more engaged with putting together driver sponsorship packages where drivers used to would say, okay, I'm only going to do 3 appearances a year for this sponsor. Now teams are having to step it up and tell the driver, no, you're going to have to make about 12 appearances to get this sponsor to come on for a half a season. So I think, you know, these teams are having to give more bang for the buck, which 5 and 10 years ago they weren't having to do, especially even further back. But and there's a lot of new sponsors. We don't see as many of the traditional sponsors that we used to see 10 and 15 years ago. But we'll get into some of that a little bit later in the program. But I think overall, especially with the TV money that's now coming into the sport for 2025, I think overall the sport is pretty healthy.
Yeah, no, I do think it's we're on as level a playing field as we've had in a long time. A good mix of the new up-and-comers and wily veterans and, you know, Chase Elliott going out and winning the first race of the year, the most popular driver that we have. You know, I think the only thing that we might be missing, and this is no shot at Chase Elliott, is, you know, the Tiger Woods, the LeBron James, the figure that brings all the eyeballs to the screen, but that's also not something that you can just snap your fingers and make happen.
Yeah.
You know, where's our Patrick Mahomes at the moment? However, this could be one of the years that one of the guys steps forward and does that. Chase Elliott goes out and wins 9 races, and he's on TV all the time and blows up. Well, then all of a sudden he's the beacon that's bringing everybody to the TV.
I was seeing a story, I think it was either on Fox Sports or one of the online networks, saying that I think we saw as many as 6 winners, or we had drivers last year that had as much as 6 wins, and they were predicting that we were going to have a season where we didn't see drivers or any driver have that many wins. That the season was going to be more competitive and we were going to see more drivers.
More parity.
Yeah, getting a win. So we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of opinions out there right now, and I'll be interested to see what you think as we go along. Each and every Monday right here on Rock 105, we are Racing Talk Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This is our game number 1 of the 2025 season as we're kicking off NASCAR 2025, and we had the race at Bowman Gray Stadium yesterday, the Clash. When we come back, we'll dive into that. We'll also talk about what the teams look like for the 2025 season. Over half of the field yesterday either had a new driver, a new crew chief, or was driving for a different team than that driver was driving for yesterday. So we're going to break some of that down as we go along. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at optimizehealthnow.com. chattanoogafitness.com. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. Normally getting you ready to go for the race coming up this weekend, but there's really nothing coming up this weekend, is there, Sean? I know Speed Weeks has got a schedule of different things,
just but Super Bowl.
We had the Clash this last week. We've got the duels at Daytona coming up about a week from Thursday, maybe. And then, of course, the following Sunday will be the Great American Race, the Daytona 500, on the Big Boy Network on Fox. So, real quick, I had this idea today as I was driving around, because all I do, Sean,
is how, ride around all
is
day.
Talk about, think NASCAR and how I can make the show better. But I know you don't pay a lot of attention to basketball. I don't pay a lot of attention to basketball. But all the talk today, I mean, here it is. It is the Monday before Super Bowl. Half the national shows are broadcasting from New Orleans, getting ready for the Super Bowl. And all the talk today was about a blockbuster trade that happened in the NBA over the weekend.
I saw that this morning.
And the fact that it was such a massive trade and that it was so well kept under the radar, like no one knew it was happening, and then boom. So the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks, traded Luka Doncic, which is, he's 25 years old. He's one of the scoring leaders. He's one of the best basketball players in the world. Plays for the Mavericks. Their MVP went to the finals last year. They traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony, oh gosh, just went totally blank.
I saw the guy's picture on the news this morning, but I didn't know who he was.
He used to play at Kentucky. He's really good.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, hello. All right, traded him for Anthony Davis, who is really good and won a championship with LeBron in L.A. They traded it for him, but he's not as good as Luka. Traded it for him and a first-round pick, which doesn't mean a lot in the NBA, and a random player out of nowhere. I mean, just a blockbuster deal. So one of the most popular guys, because this Luka is, he's an international player, so like one of the most popular basketball players in the world, mm-hmm. now heads to LA, like the Lakers, the iconic franchise, to play with LeBron, who's kind of on his last leg, but still it's a big deal.
and Anthony Davis goes to Dallas to play with Kyrie, and they're still going to be a good team and all, but it was just a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime that you don't trade a 25-year-old superstar who's still got 10 amazing years ahead of him. And in the NBA, contracts are guaranteed, and he's locked in. Like, he can't go anywhere as long as you keep re-signing him and he wants to resign. So I got to thinking, when was the last time there was a, or has there been, a blockbuster that big in NASCAR? And I was trying to think, remember when Junior went to Hendrick? Like, it was on The Legend or Kiss FM, but we broke in.
We were never on Kiss. We were on 98.1 The Legend.
Yeah, we were on 98.1 The Legend. We broke programming to bring the press conference. Because it happened during Riverbend. But, like, we stopped playing music for, like, 30 minutes to hear Dale Earnhardt Jr. announce he's leaving DEI.
Really?
And go.
I didn't remember that.
That
would have been around 06, 07?
That's another funny thing is your president buddy that says crazy things. Have you noticed DEI means something completely different now? And every time I hear it, I keep thinking, like, my God, why are they talking NASCAR?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we broke programming for that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess that would be maybe the big, but what is, I mean, yeah. Senior dying, dying at Daytona, I think that takes the cake for breaking news, right? But that wasn't like a surprise trade.
That was a big deal. And then when Tony Stewart left Joe Gibbs Racing and went and started Stewart Haas Racing with Gene Haas, that seemed to be.
That kind of came out like I felt like that maybe the insiders knew, yeah, but like the general public didn't know.
Yeah, that was one of that was one everybody was scratching their head going, how did they keep that such a secret?
Yeah, you're right. That one was pretty good.
And then another one that was a big secret was when Kyle Busch went to Richard Childress Racing.
Yeah, well, nobody saw that.
Yeah, coming. That was a big shocker.
Was it a big deal when Danica signed? I think there was a lead up to everyone figured she would get a ride. So that wasn't as big a deal.
I can't recall, but yeah,
them finding
it is interesting when a sport has a big shocking moment like that.
Finding rocket fuel in
with Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip, for whatever reason, I remember that being a big deal, or maybe it was Toyota had landed Michael Waltrip.
I thought
Waltrip.
You were going to say when NASCAR made an extra spot in the playoffs for Jeff Gordon.
That was the most ridiculous thing in the world, but that was like happening. That was like live action or something. I don't know,
yeah.
But anyway, it made me think, like, because that was a really big deal. And those seminal moments, those ones where you're just like, whoa. You know, NASCAR hadn't had one of those in a while.
Yeah, they're overdue. There's no question about it. They're overdue. So
I guess we need to trade Chase Elliott or something, or I don't know.
Chase is pretty secure.
What could happen that would equate? I don't know.
You know, I was going to say something with Denny Hamlin, but I think everybody sort of sees the handwriting on the walls that Denny Hamlin's going to one day be driving for his own race team.
Yeah, that's maybe Michael Jordan coming into the sport was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, as far as team ownership, Michael Jordan coming into the sport was probably one of those big news moments.
It would take a lot, I think, to break something that big. But anyway, it made me think, like, when was the last whoa moment?
The next whoa moment that Michael Jordan's going to be a part of is however this lawsuit ends up, especially if Michael Jordan wins.
That would be a definite whoa moment for me if they somehow pull this off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still ticking right along. And from, I don't know the latest, but it seems like it's already another court date is set for sometime in the month of May. So we'll have to get an update on that here very soon. But let's talk for just a moment about the win yesterday, Bowman Gray Stadium. First year they've ran the Clash there. Chase Elliott gets the win. Bowman Gray Stadium goes back decades and decades and decades in NASCAR history. I think the last time that the NASCAR Cup Series ran a race there was in 1971. However, they've been running, you know, other NASCAR sanctioned series like the Wheeland Modifieds, and I think the NASCAR All-Pro Series had ran there some years ago. So there's always been that NASCAR roots there. However, the NASCAR Cup Series coming there was a huge deal to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Very cool.
And it reminded me of the old Winston Cup days. R.J. Reynolds, you know, back in the days of Winston Cup, red and white paint was all over speedways across America because that was the colors of Winston. And R.J. Reynolds was, you know, the company that was helping NASCAR rise to the top. And R.J. Reynolds was a part of NASCAR's, you know, tremendous growth across America. And it was kind of cool to kind of go back in time to a track that was not called a track. It was called a stadium set with a racetrack around what once was a football field.
So tiny.
Yeah. And they put, you know, the NASCAR Cup Series there, and they've updated that track. This race gave the promoter and the owners of Bowman Gray to make the kind of investment they needed to do in sulfur barriers and other things, catch fence and so on, to where that track's going to be in good shape for this promoter for years to come. I hope that NASCAR will continue to go back there in 2026. I think maybe NASCAR ought to look at maybe going to a track every 2 years, but I think they should move the Clash around the country. They were at Los Angeles for 3 years straight, decided to move the Clash to Bowman Gray. Hindsight, it worked out pretty well for a number of reasons, but number one, the fact that LA is just devastated with the wildfires that swept through the Southern California area. So that probably would not have been good timing to try to hold another NASCAR race there at the LA Coliseum for numerous reasons. But this was one of those things, bringing it back to Bowman Gray Stadium, back to the state of North Carolina. It just made total sense. It was sold out, as you would expect, I think 17,000 people. But they put on a great show. It was a really good race. And then to have NASCAR's star power, which is Bill Elliott's son, Chase Elliott. You know, that was almost a Chamber of Commerce night for NASCAR.
Well, and listen, I hope NASCAR learns the lesson. And you and I know there's business reasons to do things, which NASCAR is a business. But, you know, dance with the one that brought you. You know, go somewhere you're actually wanted. It means a lot. I think LA is a great media market. And one of the problems is the Coliseum's so big that, you know what, there was at least 17,000 people at the Coliseum, but it didn't look that way.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in LA. Kind of getting NASCAR accepted and to make it and to make it a big deal. It's, you know, I just think you're battling uphill.
It was super cool, and then it kind of lost its steam
very quick. But going to places like this where you're wanted, where it is, you know. I mean, this is an exhibition. It's the same way as, well, you know, the Braves go to spring training down in Florida every year. You go somewhere where it's a big deal, and it doesn't mean that much. And then you go do your business at all the racetracks that you normally do. But yeah. I think this is a win-win. It generates some buzz. It looked awesome. I mean, the pictures and then the TV, I mean, you could tell. This is kind of how NASCAR was built. Remind everyone, this is a sport that can be accessed by anyone. And that's kind of how NASCAR became so popular. So I thought it was all in all a great night. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, but it's good for the teams to get out. And you know what? I'm sure Napa's really pumped that it was on Chase Elliott's hood and vest.
Well, and anytime you go to a track for the first time, there's always a lot of challenges. And from everything that I've saw on television, it looked like that NASCAR and the promoters of Bowman Gray Stadium knocked it out of the park. It seemed like everything was just bam, 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 right, you know, where it needed to be. It just seemed like it was a perfect night for the sport, and it certainly set the stage to come up with the Daytona 500, which will be happening 1 week from this Sunday. We come back after the break. We're going to run down the schedule of the NASCAR Cup Series and the Craftsman Truck Series and Xfinity Series at Daytona. At some point, it may not be in today's show because this hour has been the fastest hour in radio.
Well, we got a whole nother week, you know.
We haven't even began to get to all of the changes with the drivers and teams and crew chiefs and so on. So we may or may not get to that. Most likely won't, but we've enjoyed covering as much as we can this hour, and we certainly love having you play a part in it. All right, it's time for us to take a break. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio.
on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up. As your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to Race and Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Set back, relax. This is the beginning of a, what, 10-month journey, Sean? Is that usually what it is? 9 months?
Through the latter part of
really
November.
Good action. You know, we will continue to bring you all the NASCAR news and info. This is going to kick off. We've got some Speed Week events coming up. You've got the duels at Daytona. But really, it kicks off a week from Sunday at the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. After that, NASCAR starts zigzagging all over the world. And pretty soon, NASCAR 2025 is underway.
Let me run through the Daytona Speed Week schedule. Coming up Wednesday, February the 12th, we've got some Cup Series practice and pole qualifying going on. You can catch that on FS1. NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series doing some practice on FS1 on Thursday the 13th. We've got Friday, February 14th. We've got the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. That's going to be qualifying on Friday the 14th in practice with the Cup Series. Craftsman Truck Series race is that night at 7:30. And, of course, I forgot to share, coming up on Thursday, February 13th, starting at 7, we got the duels at Daytona, which is always a lot of fun. That's going to be on FS1. Fast-forwarding again back to Saturday, February 15th, we've got the ARCA series running on Fox at 12, which that's unusual that the ARCA series is on Fox. Got practice on FS2 later that day, and then coming up Sunday, we have got the Daytona 500. It's going to be on Fox starting at 2:30. Fox has done away with their Charlotte studio. They've got a shorter schedule with NASCAR now since NASCAR has divided up the TV contract the way they have. So there is not as much TV coverage on Fox as there has been historically. However, there's still a lot of good programming and you're going to be able to get as much NASCAR as you can handle.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, on social media and all that stuff, there's always going to be updates. I swear, I feel like an old fuddy-duddy, but Speed Channel, like Fridays, I watched qualifying. Like, I really
would sit there and watch qualifying and see who's going to get the pole. I mean, that was a thing, Sean, and I don't know if it's a thing anymore. Do you remember broadcasting from Bud's as the duels at Daytona are going on? And we're like kind of like sort of calling the race as it's happening.
Well,
we've got that phone line that Big Daddy Kyle rigs up, and we're like, oh my God. And Kurt Schelmerdine somehow makes his way into the 500. I mean, these are all things that.
Well, there was about 5 years that we were on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes. So,
and the duels would start in the afternoon.
And I refuse to be, though, back in the good old day guy, because things are, you know, better.
Yeah,
but
it's fun to reminisce.
But yes, it is fun to reminisce that, like, that was a thing. But in, you know, in this culture of smaller bites, I mean, that's just how you, you consume media now. Sean, baseball just had its most successful season, TV-wise, in, I don't know, a bajillion years. And they put a clock on baseball. Like when you step into the batter's box, what, there's 25 seconds. I mean, it is, or maybe be less than that, but it is go, go, go. And that was such a, oh my gosh, you can't change baseball. It's so traditional. Da, da, da. All it did was improve. That's all it did. And because that's who we are now. We don't have 5 hours to watch a game. We don't have 4 hours where we take a nap in the middle to watch a race for the most part. It is this, it's quicker. It's this kind of stuff. And I, you know, just harken back to the old days.
While we're talking about NASCAR media, are you familiar with a network called Tubi?
Yeah. It's free. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Do you ever watch it?
I do not. It's on my TV cause it just shows up there, but I've never downloaded it.
I think it's on every TV that's a relatively new TV that has an app. Tubi, now has what they call the NASCAR channel.
Hey.
Yeah.
They didn't call us?
It started January the 29th on Tubi. It's an exclusive. They're an exclusive partner to NASCAR. It's NASCAR content 24/7 without a subscription fee or registration. It's going to be re-airing the season events, documentaries. And we talked about this early last year. NASCAR has built a $50 million plus media empire that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, right next to their
studio
research and development.
All that good stuff.
So they're able to create all kinds of NASCAR content with this new NASCAR media or NASCAR digital arm that they have of the sport. And, you know, we don't have NASCAR Race Hub on sport or on Fox anymore. And this NASCAR or this Tubi network is going to be carrying all these different NASCAR programming. And then they're also starting a NASCAR Daily with Shannon Spake, which was part of NASCAR on Fox. I don't know if she's still doing anything with NASCAR on Fox, starting with Daytona or not. I didn't see her as a part of the broadcast yesterday. But it's supposed to be really cool. I haven't tuned in yet to check it out, but it all started January 29th. So for folks out there listening, check out NASCAR's new NASCAR channel.
I'm a little upset that Tubi didn't reach out to us, Sean. Do they know that once upon a time we were on like
Revan
Network
for like 4 years?
We were in
113 cities,
tens and tens of homes across the country in 130 cities.
You left off the thousands, tens and tens of thousands.
We were tuned in by tens and tens of people.
Yeah, for sure. Those were the days of Revan TV.
Listen, I will negotiate the contract to get on Tubi. You and I, we work cheap.
Yeah.
We just want, you know.
Do you think this network will do well? I mean, like the NFL network. Does anybody really ever watch the NFL network?
I watch the NFL. Well, yeah. No, I watch the NFL network. And,
I only watch it when
Red
they've
Zone
got
all
a,
the time.
When they've got a game coming on.
I think it'll work because it's free.
Well, you do have a point. And the NFL network is a paid-for network.
Yep.
Huh. All right. Well, this has been the fastest hour in radio. And, hey, we need to recognize somebody that, you know, it's my fault we haven't recognized him in a long time. And that's Super Producer Chuck.
He's the man.
He's the one that helps us to sound as good as we can. And gets us on the air.
He said, don't you blame me.
Each and every Monday. And of course, we're live on Rock 105 every Monday at 6. However, we do it from the Optimize You studio here at Whitfield Media Group. But he makes us and helps us to sound, you know, live and as well as we can. So a big shout out to Chuck McBride.
Oh, there he is. Oh, Chucky McBee.
Yes. Couldn't do this show without him. He's also the guy that makes the Chattanooga Lookouts sound good on 98.1 The Lake.
That's right. If there wouldn't be a Lookouts broadcasting on the airwaves if he didn't press the right button. So,
that's right. That's what it's all about.
Well, Chuck, settle in, buddy. 2025's here. First show in the books. Yeah. I guess we'll do this again a week from today.
Next Monday. And, you know, we'll say goodbye football and hello NASCAR as we have our second show of our 24th year of Racing Talk Radio right here on Rock 105. And I've enjoyed today. I've been looking forward to today.
Getting fired up?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just ready to have someone else to talk to.
Let me ask you a question. It. Obviously, you and I had talked several weeks ago. We remind you of the date and all. But when I text you today, you did remember that we had
I absolutely knew. Because you're on my calendar.
Yeah, well, I figured I was. And after I got a response, I thought, Did he think it was next week?
No, I absolutely knew because I reached out the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't listen, but I tell you what, if it's not on this calendar, yeah, I'd be at home right now and you'd be calling me going, hey, are you coming to the show?
It seems like we had a show like that years ago.
Yeah, we did. There was one where you're like, hey, are you coming? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, you totally forgot about it. All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us again, and we'll be back here next Monday, 6 o'clock. Right here on Rock 105. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast or any episode as the season goes along, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. That'll be up on Tuesdays each week. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download, or you can go to racingtalkradio.com and catch all of our past shows. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.